Mission Network News 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, April 20th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. A troubled peace process has impact on a Christian satellite outreach. Romanian radio stations are helping the church grow, and churches learn about a compassion outreach. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Peter Brooks. We begin today in the Middle East, where the peace plan staggers under a shifting diplomacy. Many radical Muslims are targeting believers as an outlet for their frustrations. Sat-7's chief executive officer, Terry Ascott, says their teams have been threatened, yet the satellite television programming continues to present issues from a Christian worldview.
We want to be salt and light in the situation. We want to bring a witness through the expressions of forgiveness, the expressions of love that we can make in a situation of hatred. We don't want to get into political statements, but we do want to reflect Christ in the contemporary pain that people face.
Ascott asks prayer for their ministry teams.
We have offices that are in very vulnerable areas of the Middle East. They have a couple of security guards, but anyone who wants to launch a rocket-propelled grenade at the offices or go in and kill people, it's very easy. And so we trust in God for our protection.
Meanwhile, it's the largest Christian radio station network in Eastern Europe. At least Little Samaritan's Florin Pindic Blodge doesn't know of any other country in the area that has 15 local radio stations. Pindic Blodge says these stations are having an incredible impact on the Romanian church. That's the report he's receiving from believers there.
They made a statement. They said in 6 years, we didn't bring so many people in the church like the Little Samaritan radio station did in 6 months.
While Christian radio stations exist in 15 markets, Pindic Blodge says there's still work to do.
There are part of Romania, major cities, which do not have at all a Christian radio station or even evangelical church. I want God to enable us to put the light of the gospel in those cities.
More frequencies are becoming available, but lack of funding could prevent expansion. Your help is an investment into someone's eternal future. You're listening to Mission Network News. This month, the world is commemorating 10 years since the genocide in Rwanda. The tribalism pitted Hutus against Tutsis. The result? About 1 million people were killed and scores fled this small African nation. However, the Baptist World Alliance's Wendy Ryan says the organization has played an important role in the healing process. As a result, great things are happening.
Among both groups, the church is just growing. The genocide brought people to the need for a much more of a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. But now, there is a real need to know the change that Christ brings.
Many Rwandans are turning to Christ. Ryan says that's causing another problem.
There is so much growth now that there is a real challenge. They do not have enough theological leaders. Churches are growing so fast, we do not have enough trained people to deal with the number of people who are really coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ.
Funding is needed to help this program grow. Meanwhile, four Christian University students arrested in Egypt a few months ago have since been released. The young men were on a trip to the Sinai region in January when they were arrested. They had with them their Bibles and various Christian tapes, which the Nuweiba District Police confiscated when they were arrested. However, none of it was illegal. They were charged with disturbing the national unity, a vague charge commonly used in Egypt. However, all charges against them have now been dropped. And this coming Sunday is being set aside to encourage churches toward involvement with Compassion International. Known as Compassion Sunday, church leaders hope to persuade individual members or families to sponsor a child in a developing country. They're hoping to see more than 17,000 children sponsored through the event. For many of the sponsored children, it's their first contact with the gospel. Compassion works to meet physical needs in order to help the children understand the love of Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can sign up for our daily email updates at our website, missionnetworknews.org. While you're there, request a free copy of the DVD, The Call to Harvest from Gospel for Asia. You can also request it by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's the sacrificial story of the work of Indian nationals and their incredible results. That's The Call to Harvest at 1-800-995-4828. I'm Peter Brooks.